If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Here's a quick question. Have you ever snuck in somewhere where you knew you weren't allowed? This was inspired by a stowaway, a person who snuck onto a plane without a seat, guys. People are brave. So this person flew aboard a Delta Airlines flight from New York to Paris Tuesday evening at New York's busiest airport, JFK International Airport, without a boarding pass or identification. The flyer took advantage of the holiday madness at the airport and bypassed two identity verification sections of the Transportation Security Administration checkpoint. I wonder, where was this person hiding in the plane?
Sure.
Maybe my bags, or maybe we can get our maybe sometimes the flight.
No,
is
you
not,
can't.
But yeah,
like, maybe where the luggage is being
maybe
kept.
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe.
But don't get it.
Yeah.
Because stowaways can even go just next to the propeller there. I think I've seen people, when the plane stop, they drop from just, but I don't know.
Because there's one who flew from South Africa to the UK, and then he fell from the plane. So someone was having tea, and then a body just landed on their yard. True story. Nice. Oh, gosh. Yeah, again, we really believe it, guys. A body fell from the sky, Skumba. I'm telling you a true story. A body fell from the sky
and fell onto
one
the
was found frozen on that particular plane. I'm telling you, it has happened before.
All right.
So anyway, so sneaking in, breaking access examples. We have a few. Yeah, so this is you. VIP spaces in restaurants, lounges, nightclubs, where access is restricted, but you sneak in anyway. I'm sure Khomuso, you've done it.
I know a couple of people that are always in places when they're not supposed to.
Right?
Because my extra strong.
Right?
But somewhere, somehow, one will get a tag. Maybe Lee one.
Yeah.
And that tag, balance the thing will be tight. They will find a way.
Yeah.
That tag will make
it's
four.
It's like about 10.
Like 4 to 10 people will use one tag to be inside that VIP, and they will have everything that is, like, they will have drinks. But the cheese bought by Zenzela, mind. And you can tell lava bangimala lava.
So that's why sometimes these events that have VIP access, you'll hear people who paid to be in that space complaining that no, we didn't get food.
Do you know Nagile Kwala, right?
Ah, you're just like
guys,
me.
Guys, I can't relate to this topic at all. I've never snuck into anything.
Serious?
Ever. If I've done it, I was too young, I can't remember.
Been doing this for days.
I have never snuck into a VIP. If I don't have VIP access, I don't have VIP access.
Parking spaces at work. I've seen you. You've never used the director's parking way.
No, I've never used that.
Underground.
That's his way. I've never used director's parking. I genuinely...
Driving in the emergency lane. You've never done it?
So, I think I've done it once.
Okay. There
I
you
was
go.
A passenger.
Yeah.
In a taxi.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, you were telling us a story of you waking up late to come to traffic. You want to tell us that you drove in the right lane? And
I didn't drive into the emergency lane.
Serious?
I do not. Kirko, when I was driving in the emergency lane, it was because I was in a taxi and I was working in Midrand.
But the emergency lane is for taxis as well, like, in South Africa.
So I was in the emergency lane. But I do not find myself in the emergency lane, and I respect the emergency lane. Mm. I do not find myself in the emergency lane unless someone else is driving and they are clean.
Oh, and ask by your squeaky clean.
Never, I mean a clean.
And clean. Oh, I mean Skumba, come on.
I'm never clean.
Access to a VIP lounge at the airport.
Not at the airport.
Yeah, VIP lounge at the airport.
This song, guys.
Restaurants.
I've seen someone being kicked
parties,
out.
That's
where it built on, eh?
Yeah.
From the VIP lounge. But no, you can
take the video.
No,
it's been movies.
Yeah.
What do you mean movies?
I've stuck like going to movies and watched the whole movie.
Mara, I mean, no dark, I'm born
in
of what?
I don't know.
I forgot. If they catch me, I forgot.
You forgot to buy the tickets.
Right now I can't do it, because right now if I do it, it's
yes,
all over.
Your
yeah.
face is,
right
is
now
thing,
it's
yeah.
headlines. But Skumba Dala. I was doing things in the homosomin. Like,
like my VIP, my parties and a menu, my old black parties, VIP, what
I remember there was a story a couple of months ago of young kids, I think 16, 17, or you telling the story, or they went into what would be like a Daytona. So a very luxurious car dealership.
Oh, those kids.
Stole the cars and they were
they
on
stole
the
Range Rover.
Absolutely. And they were... Porsches. I would never be found doing anything close to that. Like, ever. I don't even go to dealerships and test drive cars that I can't afford. Because I feel like I'm wasting people's time.
There you go, Kaya family.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I am anonymous.
Yes.
Okay. So back in those days, Cape Town Jazz Festival. So what we did, we went there, we were a group of friends, and then obviously tickets were bought, but some of us didn't have tickets. So how can Nakamole neba utempa like on your wrist? So the one who fits on utempa ki in out, and then waiting for you outside, auto transfer that stamp onto your wrist. I think four of us got away with that trick. So, yeah, man. I was young back then. But I'll never do it again. Never.
Hey, sanibona ngikhuluma ngenye into le hayi. Mina ngisahambe nge-train mahala, ngisa lento lena. Ngisa ngene ngake ngaya na ku trip yase college. Bengingangeni nakulelo class lelo, mara bengikhona ngiyo trip leyo.
Hey guys, dinner with one snack leisure legs. Kusaphefumu lebo mathosa. There was like 15 of us. We used one tech, save a yonki mali. Ow, the way bad, you can imagine. Entrance fee, cooler box, yonki into ow.
15.
Honest understandings.
It's painful. It's painful when you're a promoter. When I'm showing a slanya, if you tell a woti, let him have and I vote at your gig. I use one, and mina ngita I pay.
Now the thing is, I most of my shows are seated events. So you book your seat.
See as a native.
So, Skumba.
See as a native. These days they sell itula. You can fold the chair. Man, can I get a
frutifa?
Oh, festive season, I've got man.
We've been doing this thing, Khomus.
Yeah. I mean, I know people
never
that have snagged. I get a koala. I've seen people, I've heard people having stories, being chased out of a train. Being on a bus without a bus ticket. I went to Vistech, so there was this metro bus that was traveling from Gandhi Square to our campus in Auckland Park.
Uh-huh.
People will just go over it stuff. I
was a cover.
No, I am not that girl. I'm not that girl.
Yeah,
I'm not that girl.
Because there was a time when I used a train when I worked in Chris's. And I could never ever think of taking a chance. And because I'm a what do you call the ticket masters?
Yeah.
Would move from one coach to the other.
Yeah.
Checking.
Like I said, beginning a time to Prasol. We had to make sure impam about training. So when you see Prasol and you don't have a ticket, you know what's coming. You know what he was told you papa no.
Yeah.
And lapa ima kwa the train, you are getting off.
Yeah, you see, I would never find myself in that position. We are hanging by rail. My ticket will be in my pocket.
Have you ever been caught with a lababa?
Lababa gimbama? Can I tell you something? Okay, it's a story for another day. But yes. The answer is yes.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Mina sneaker in Sun City. I think it was a World Championship fight boxing. I'm not sure, but it was a big fight. I think it was Tobel or Baby Jack Matlan. But how did I end up there? We were there for the day visit. So we just stayed on late, enjoying the stuff and everything. And there was a somewhat of a commotion. There was a big celebrity passing by. So everyone lost attention, looked towards that celebrity. And then me and my friend, we were just as curious what's happening on the other side, and then we just followed the people. The next thing we know, by the boxing match, watching it for free.
I snuck into Espanin, into I think for a whole month, into private parking here, Exco. And to my surprise, one morning I came, the boom gate was on, access restricted. I asked the security guy, Ori, it's because of you. Your car is the only car, Njalo, when it passes into this parking every morning, Oshai full blast. So now because of you, restricted parking, and by the way, the parking was not accessible to everyone. The senior.
Beginning of this year, my friend and I, we went to watch a concert at Khalil Hardaway. Monte Cassino. When we got there, we realized for the VIP section was actually not really sold out. We went online to look at the seats that were available. So while Langa Mavuzo was busy performing there, we did snuck up, went to buy drinks, went into the VIP section, we chilled. I mean, the seats were not sold out, so we were there. We watched the whole performance live, nice, instead of us being up there, go general. We enjoyed the concert.
Yo, good afternoon, Kai. 959 Ninkumbuza way back in 2016 when Sundowns won the Champions League. So when those guys arrived, I used to work at the airport at that time. So when those guys landed and there was that welcoming party, I went straight to the media house. Mangfike media house bangniki check ye journalist. Bangniki check ye journalist ngangena as a journalist with that welcoming party at Sundowns. I took photos with every player when everybody else was watching from the stands there. From I was with the players, with Pitso Msimanes and the Bobby Mtaung were there, the chairman and the Petrus Motsepe was there. Hey, even today I still wonder, Oguchi, where did I get that nerve to do all that when I look at those pictures?
Drive 959 with Glenn
Omoto and Skumba,
Monday to Friday 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.